USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Three people are dead after a shooting at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida, that's being described as racially motivated. Jacksonville County Sheriff T.K. Waters said the shooter, a white man, sent a manifesto to law enforcement, media, and his parents that detailed, quote, racial hatred before shooting and killing three black people at the store.
Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated, and he hated black people.
Waters said the shooter was armed with an AR-style rifle and handgun, along with a tactical vest. He also said the weapons had Nazi symbols drawn on them. The suspect, who has not yet been identified, turned the gun on himself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called the shooting a, quote, cowardly act. One person is dead and several others injured following a shooting at a high school football game.
The gunfire erupted in Choctaw, Oklahoma during the third quarter of a game between Choctaw and Del City High Schools. According to Choctaw Police Chief Kelly Marshall, a large crowd witnessed what happened.
We have a huge amount of people to talk to, anybody that could have witnessed it. We have students, we have band members, things like that, that we need to get their names, talk to them. Did they see anything?
One of the victims, a 16-year-old boy, died. The other three victims were treated at a hospital and released. No one is in custody. I'm John Schaefer.
Former President Trump's campaign says it's raised millions of dollars since his indictment 3 weeks ago. On Saturday, a campaign official said they've made nearly $20 million since Trump was indicted and arraigned in Washington. They claim $7 million of that was raised in 3 days after Trump was processed in an Atlanta jail and his mugshot was released. Spain's Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales is being suspended for 90 days after forcibly kissing a female player at last week's FIFA Women's World Cup. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Power is slowly coming back for thousands of homes and businesses in West Michigan after at least seven tornadoes ripped across the state. The utility company expects crews to restore service to most customers by Sunday evening. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy ordered flags on Saturday lowered to half staff at the Capitol. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, McCarthy said he directed the move to honor the 13 brave American heroes who died tragically during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan 2 years ago. Workers across the country want more flexibility with their jobs and are willing to sacrifice to achieve it.
Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says employers have a challenge ahead of them.
Nearly 9 out of 10 workers, those who are either working or looking for full-time work, support a four-day work week.
Hamrick says the data from a recent Bankrate survey shows that workers are willing to change jobs, even take lower pay if it means they can work 4 days per week. He says people learned during the pandemic that they can get as much done at home or in a hybrid work environment as they can in the office. I'm Dave Collins.
USA basketball is off to a winning start in the FIBA World Cup from the Philippines. It was a 99-72 victory over New Zealand on Saturday. Up next for Team USA, they'll take on Greece on Monday. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.